round the door. In America, there are millionaires galore. In America, there are Poles and Portuguese. There are Chinks and Japanese. Sweet is here, sweet is there. Sugar babies everywhere. There's poor old Uncle Joe. In America, playing on his old banjo, where the watermelons grow. They all speak English with an accent of their own. In America, that Irish home sweet home.
This is Listening Party, asking the musical question, why dream? Why dream indeed? Well, what I've been dreaming about is a whole show dedicated to the wonderful songs of the brilliant composer Richard A. Whiting. And not just his songs, but a very special concept that we call Around the World with Dick Whiting. And the only tune that does not reflect that international point of view is a particular favorite that I just had to include. Ray Noble and his orchestra, vocal by Al Boley, a lovely song from the big broadcast of 1936, Why Dream? And the great Al Boley, the great Ray Noble. Everything else you will hear, all songs by Richard A. Whiting. We are going around the world, as I say, and our first stop, well, actually, travel begins at home. Many things begin at home, and travel is one of them. This is Mr. Whiting's sister-in-law, the very, very talented singer and big star of the early 20s, Margaret Young, doing his great Hawaiian hit, Ukulele Lady, here with Will Friedwald on Listening Party.
If you kiss a ukulele lady while you promise ever to be true, and see another ukulele lady fool around with you, maybe she'll sigh, maybe she'll cry, maybe she'll find somebody else by and by. You think you when it's cool and shady, well, the tricky, winky, wacky, woo. If you like a ukulele lady like you. Men who never flirted, flirt beneath the hula moon. Maybe it's the climate or the ocean or the tune. Maybe it's the flowers of a million different shades. Maybe it's the men themselves or maybe it's the maid. You may say that you're the kind that's never gonna fall. I know lots of just that kind who thought they knew it all. A little bit of moonlight and a little bit of jazz makes most any man forget the lovely wife he has.
Singing of love, delight, do 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 do. them.
Dawn is near and I am here, but where are you tonight? I want you. Where is
my rose of Waikiki?
Of Waikiki. And why has she forgotten me?
Listening Party presents Around the World with Richard A. Whiting. We just heard two songs, obviously a product of intensive study of the Hawaiian Islands. Ukulele Lady, which was a massive hit in the mid-1920s. He really caught the Hawaiian craze, and that was one of the great singers of the era, one of the great stars of the 1920s, Miss Margaret Young. And she was, not coincidentally, Mr. Whiting's sister-in-law and Margaret Whiting's aunt, and the one whom Margaret, Maggie, as we all knew her, Maggie is named actually for her aunt, Margaret Young, a wonderful singer with the big, big hit Ukulele Lady. Then The Revelers with another classic Hawaiian song, Where Is My Rose of Waikiki? And both of those are from 1925. Progressing across the globe, Whiting style, our next stop is the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra and Bamboo Bay on Listening Party.
Thank you. Won't you stretch imagination for the moment and come with me? Let us hasten to a nation lying over the western sea. Hide behind the cherry blossoms, here's a sight that will please your eyes. There's a baby with a lady of Japan singing lullabies. Here's the Japanese sandman sneaking on with the dew. Just an old second-hand man, he'll buy your all day from you. He will take every sorrow of the day that is through, and he'll give you tomorrow just to start life anew. Then you'll be a bit older in the dawn when you wake, and you'll be a bit bolder with the new day you make. Here's the Japanese sandman, trade him silver for gold. Just an old second-hand man trading new days for old.
Now that is one of Richard A. Whiting's masterpieces, along with a brilliant lyric, I think, by his longtime early collaborator, Raymond B. Egan. That song was a monster hit. I mean, one of the big, big hits. It sort of launched the whole dancing 20s. It was a big hit early on by Paul Whiteman's orchestra, but the Whiteman record was an instrumental, and I felt you all deserved to hear those wonderful lyrics by Raymond Egan. And that is a concert version done in England, 1935. Roy Fox and his orchestra, of course, the Japanese Sandman. And that singer, that crooner, who sounded an awful lot like Bing Crosby, his name is Denny Dennis. And a very excellent singer he was, too, known as the British Bing. In fact, the great British dramatist and television writer Dennis Potter told me that he was in fact named after Denny Dennis. Well, we are traveling around the world with Richard A. Whiting. Now, before we go any further, I want to give you folks a hint as to what's coming up later in this particular episode, and that is two, well, maybe one and a half, I'll explain later, but some brand new material from the great Richard A. Whiting, which more or less fits into our travel theme. I have to stretch the point a little bit. But we have two brand new songs, more or less, by Richard A. Whiting. Now, you may think that's impossible because he left us in 1938, but stick around and you'll hear the whole story here on Listening Party.
Daughter of a mandolin, the thousand who have parted, nearly broken hearted, better if they ne'er had been. Though they saw their peculiar fate in the teeth of prophecy, and he lay their fortune there, while Christmas hope for me. Gazing through the tea leaves, just the moment love would be. Wait at the gate above the dark, like a game of tangled steel, countless ends and odds. But heaven takes the tangle and weaves our tomorrow's place to stay. Where the summer answers, others must wait on. So why the sigh of teardrops? What is to be will be. Let heaven weep tomorrow. So say the leaves of peace and old
thank you.
Now that's a double header here on Listening Party. We are traveling around the world with Richard A. Whiting, and that's a very interesting song from 1921. I like it so much I actually played two different versions. First, vocal by the great Ziegfeld star and sometimes songwriter Nora Bays. Then played again by the saxophone virtuoso Rudy Weedoft. It took me years to learn how to pronounce that. And the tune was called Tea Leaves, 1921, a classic exotic song by Richard A. Whiting with a lyric by Raymond B. Egan. Next on Listening Party, we're continuing to travel around the world. This is a song that we first heard on my Songs of Persia. In fact, it is the Song of Persia, one of my exotica shows, Let's Get Ethnic. Song of Persia, played for us now, Carl Fenton and his orchestra on Listening Party. Thank you. Songs of Exotic Travel by the wonderful songwriter Richard A. Whiting, a listening party special. We just heard The Song of Persia, Carl Fenton and his orchestra, 1921, and The Song of Shanghai, 1926. Now, as it happens, Mr. Whiting was not yet finished with the Blend of Shanghai. He had another song up his sleeve, and this appeared, this surfaced, as it were, in the 1936 movie version of Cole Porter's Anything Goes. Well, how does the song about Shanghai, written by Richard A. Whiting, turn up in a Cole Porter musical? Well, that's Hollywood. And after that, speaking of Hollywood, we're going to hear something very interesting indeed. So keep listening to this wonderful around-the-world travelogue with Richard A. Whiting on Listening Party.
Reno Sweeney and her widows present their celebrated Chinese number on the Southampton docks.
Tell you about my travels abroad. Once I was Shanghai'd, lived on the beautiful isle. Let me explain why I lingered a while. Down on the Isle of Oof, where I met a dreamy-eyed maid who tenderly played her zump. The little flubby doves were flittering over the zip-nut trees. Gently I gave her a squeeze as we dreamed of a shack in Kahulikalakawookanak. She coyly whispered in my ear, oofa oofa gobble gobble goo, which surely means, of course, my dear, ugga slugga wallaba jollaba joo. With feeling, if you're in doubt what this song's all about, it's about that balmy, palmy, tropical Isle of Oof. Thank you.
Richard Whiting in Hollywood, and continuing to take us on a round-the-world tour. From Anything Goes, Ethel Merman sang the Shanghai-Di Ho. That's actually an excerpt from a much longer number. At some point, I'll play the whole thing. And that was followed by a really, really rare piece. This is from the collection of the highly esteemed collector John Newton. And that is titled Down on the Isle of Oomph, subtitled The Beautiful Isle of Oomph, and that's O-O-M-P-H, from a 1935 film, called Coronado, and the performer is the great comedian Leon Errol. We don't really expect ever to hear him singing. He wasn't known as a singer, but there he is, a comedy piece. The lyric was by Sam Coslow, and the music, of course, by Richard Whiting. Well, we're continuing to tour the world with Mr. Whiting. Now we're heading to Europe, and we're going to hear two of his all-time greats, including a characteristic song written for the most famous Frenchman of them all, Monsieur, how do you like the way I pronounce that? Maurice Chevalier, on Listening Party.
I just met a friend of mine upon the boulevard. He has fallen hard, fallen very hard. Every time a pretty little cutie passed us by, he would drop his eyes, turn to me and sigh. See that girl across the street, there's no use talking, she's mighty neat. But if you think that she's neat, wait till you see my chérie. See that doll right over there, I mean the one with the baby stare. But if you like a baby stare, wait till you see chérie. Everyone, everywhere seems to envy me. Eyes of blue, golden hair, wait till you see my chérie. Who's that there? Can she be real? She sure is full of the old appeal. But when it comes to that appeal, wait till you see chérie. The street, there's no use talking, she's mighty neat. But if you think that she is neat, oh, wait till you see my chérie. See that doll right over there, yes, I mean that one, yes, with the baby stare. But if you like a baby stare, oh, wait till you see chérie. Everyone, everywhere seems to envy me. Eyes of blue, golden hair, oh, wait till you see my chérie. Here's where she and I agree, we both are strong for a family. And will we raise a family? Oh, wait till you see chérie.
Thank you. feel my heart is pining for your love. While the night is falling, calling yo te amo. While the silver moon is shining up above, from wild desire burns like a fire, and I will not say no. Come love and live, come love and give me all that I'm burning for, all that I yearn for. Sweetheart, can't you hear me calling yo te amo? Yo te amo means I love you, lover mine.
We are touring Europe with Richard A. Whiting. We heard Maurice Chevalier with a song that Whiting wrote for him in the 1929 film Innocence of Paris, lyric by Leo Robin, the all-time Chevalier standard, Wait Till You See Ma Cherie. Staying on a more or less European continent, as it were, that was followed by a lyric by Alfred Bryan from a more obscure picture called Wolf Song. Yo Ti Amo means I love you, sung for us by Smith Ballou and his orchestra. Coming up, we have something very special indeed. It's so nice to go traveling, but it's even nicer to come home. And here are some songs about sort of travel and existence on a more local level. And what's really extraordinary about these is that these are truly Richard A. Whiting discoveries that were brought to us by his granddaughter, the highly studious Debbie Whiting. And Miss Whiting brought these to our attention. And one of them is a song that she uncovered in the archive, and it was half completed, a piece by Richard Whiting with a lyric by Gus Kahn, but not finished. So she brought it to Tex Arnold, the famous piano player, pianist and composer. And Mr. Arnold knows a lot about the Whiting family because he was Margaret's accompanist for many years, and a wonderful job he did on putting this piece together. And that will be followed by another really rare song by Richard Whiting. This was actually published, and it's called Sittin' on the Curbstone from 1928. It's a three-way collaboration. Richard Whiting, Seymour Simons, who later wrote All of Me, and Haven Gillespie, who wrote You Go to My Head and lots and lots of other songs, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And the three of them wrote this song in 1928, and I don't know of any previous recording. So thankfully, Debbie Whiting took matters in her own hand and made these two lovely recordings with the very fine singer Carol Woods. Two Richard Whiting rarities and new discoveries on Listening Party.
City street, hurry, hurry through the noise and heat of the city street. Rushing here, rushing there, going, going, though you don't know where, and you just don't care. You just don't care. Through endless chains of winding lanes I roam. It's got me all the time. A voice is calling me home, home, home. Take me away from it all. City life's got me down. the thrill of the things that I still love, a day away from town. Just let me walk down the lane where the leaves tumble down. Cares will be ending if I can be spending a day away from town. Swing me high on an old-fashioned swing in a tree. Swing me high with a whippoorwill singing to me his melody. After the sun goes to rest, lay my sleepy head down, dreaming my fill of the one thing I still love, a day away from town. Walk down the lane where the leaves tumble down. Cares will be ending if I can be spending a day away from town. Swing me high on an old-fashioned swing in a tree. Swing me high with a whippoorwill singing to me his melody. After the sun goes to rest, my sleepy head down, dreaming my fill of the one thing I still love, a day away from town, dreaming of the thing I love, a day away from town. Here's a tale of woe from my old friend Joe. All the birds in the trees singing sweet melodies, but it don't mean nothing to me. There's a well-meaning friend with advice he can lend, but it don't mean nothing to me. Only yesterday I was happy, now I'm blue as can be. I was welcome before, but I ain't anymore. Here is what has happened to me. I got the call down, ball out, turned on, kicked out, sitting on the curbstone blues. I've got the frowned on, framed on, picked on, blamed on, sitting on the curbstone blues. I was all set, 'cause it was me who had a key to that old front door. Now I'm all wet, no use to try, I know that I ain't gonna rain no more. I had a sure enough true pal, no bluff, good gal, till she handed me that news. I got the new guys in strong, goodbye, so long, sitting on the curbstone blues. I called around this morning, knocked up on the door, and then without a warning, knocked me to the floor. She hit me with a hammer, and she threw a frying pan, and quietly informed me this was no man's land. I started for the kitchen, mean the kitchen door, and then she started pitching, made a perfect score. And when she threw a cleaver and some other things she had, I thought I better leave before she had got too mad. Oh, there's a fresh chicken fried, I can smell it outside, but it don't mean nothing to me. There's a place all set up with a plate and a cup, but it don't mean nothing to me. Only someone else is there eating right where I used to be. 'Cause I stayed out too late, I was given the gate, but it don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing to me. I got the call down, bowed out, turned down, kicked up, sitting in all the curbstone blues. I've got the frown down, framed on, picked up, I'm blamed on, sitting on the curbstone blues. I was all set, 'cause it was me who had a key to that old front door. Now I'm all wet, no use to try, I know that I ain't gonna rain no more. I had a sure enough true pal, no bluff, good gal, till she handed me the news. I got the new guys in strong, tombstone. I gotta find a new home. Blue homes.
Two rarities by the terrific composer Richard A. Whiting. And those are very, very, very rare tracks. In fact, they really didn't exist until Debbie Whiting, and that's Mr. Whiting's very resourceful granddaughter, until she took matters in her own hands and she brought forth those tracks, both newly recorded with vocals by the fine singer Carol Woods. We heard A Day Away from Town, which is a Richard Whiting Gus Kahn song that was finished very recently by Tex Arnold, and that was followed by Sittin' on the Curbstone, a song that actually was published in 1928, but never recorded, and this is the first time I've ever heard it or heard of it. Well, it's been a pleasure to be with you this time on Listening Party. I hope to see you soon, and until then, Opa!
Oh. I shit more in the summertime than I do at any other time of year. I shit more in the summertime than I do at any other time of year. Shit in the morning, shit in the evening, shit in the afternoon. And when I'm not sitting on the pot, I fart this lovely tune. So I shit more in the summertime than I do at any other time of year. I shit more in the summertime than I do at any other time of year.